Hello, and thank you for tuning into this weekend edition of Malloy. Thanks for subscribing too. Really appreciate it. Make sure you share it with a friend too. Let's get into all the nominations from last week's Clown of the Week.
There are many contenders.
The eagle has landed.
I had an accidental dog bite.
Okay, I'm done with this.
No, sorry.
But who will it be this week?
Sweaty men out there on the field, do not touch that ball. Start eating your chips.
Time to reveal.
I have to say, and I didn't to you.
Clown of the Week.
What was that?
And we're away. 133353. You know how it works. You ring up, you dob someone in, you call them a clown, yeah. And we move on. I'll start. Can I start with this? Just swing on in any time you can.
I'll the producer's open the door there. And we can hear Jill out there in the airlock.
It's
and,
a bit looser around here today.
Having a party out there.
Well, Dave, I threw you probably. A party, didn't I?
Oh,
while everyone's understanding what's happened, I have organised
you
and
have.
Thrown you a party to it's, celebrate your birthday
by
before
the way,
the show.
I came in today and it was a New York theme because, you know, as I've said to you before, my dream was, had not COVID happened, right now I'd be in New York to see Billy Joel play Madison Square Garden, and that's not happening. So it's like a New York theme going on, which is make pizzas and pretzels and stuff. But it's the poster that sort of caught my eye here, Mick.
Well, the one I organised.
Yeah. Triple M, Mick Malloy's 50th birthday bash for Dangerous Dave. So it's kind of like it's
yeah. So
all
I'm hosting the party.
Yeah, but it's sort of all about you and it's
no,
mine.
No, we're a team. You blew the candles out. I cut the cake, and I made the wish, but it didn't come true. We're still working together. So,
no, I feel the love today.
You
so
feel the love
very much. You, thank you.
Can I say there's a group of people out there who, for some strange reason, like you a hell of a lot.
Well. As I did a little speech before you were there, and I said, look, I've worked half my radio life, 30 years in radio, 15 of those has been at Triple M, and everyone here feels like family, so I feel special today, so thank you.
I thought you could have mentioned me more in the speech. Like,
well, again, it's a 50th birthday bash for Dangerous Dave.
All right, we're going to get to you shortly. We're going to have a few tributes flowing in and play some of your more decorated moments on the program.
Jesus.
But first, let's take care of business. I want to clown the guy in Adelaide who crashed his car and then ate his KFC. Crashing in a nearby bush while emergency crews cleaned it up. Have a listen.
When he lost control of his Holden Captiva and slammed into that stobie pole. When we arrived, he was crouched on the footpath eating his takeaway chicken as crews worked to remove power lines strewn across all four lanes of traffic.
That's the spirit. Get into your Zinger burger.
Right, first things first.
Yeah.
Tummy's rumbling.
That's right.
Well done. I'd like to clown the Australian club. Well done for voting to continue to exclude women from joining.
Yeah.
It's an all-male club.
It's 2021.
We've already got one of those. It's called the Liberal Party.
Okay.
So just move on. Oh, here's a good one.
What do you got?
I'd like to clown the Tokyo Olympic organisers for arranging 150,000 condoms for athletes despite urging social distancing. I've got some audio here.
Okay.
It's in Japanese. It's from one of the organisers, so we've translated it.
Okay, let's listen.
We will ensure there are plenty of dingers on hand, but are strongly discouraging any intimate hanky-panky or peri-peri bing-bang-boom.
If I hear any peri-peri bing-bang-boom, the games are off.
Yeah. Peri-peri bing-bang-boom.
That'd be good at, like, a good way to use the Olympic rings. It's five dingers.
150,000. Yeah, that's a lot of rubber.
The Euros. I'd like to clown the Euros, if I could, for deciding to continue the Denmark v Finland game after Danish player Christian Eriksen
effectively
died on the pitch. We've got the audio of the commentators at the time.
Boy, that was a heavy fall. Play is going to be halted again, and this does look serious.
Parken Stadium in Copenhagen praying for some good news here. Prayers being offered by the coach.
Yeah, that was hard to watch. That was awful.
Still not convinced that wasn't a dive.
Come on, mate.
No, they do it all the time.
They had the defibrillator out.
They go down so easily. I hear a bit of theatre.
Thankfully, he's okay in recovery.
Is he?
Apparently. Yeah, we lost some money on that bet, though, didn't we?
Oh, we did.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, Santo Chile. I clown Santo.
Oh, okay.
There's two bets he's cost me this week. Oh, please. Okay. Senator Pauline Hanson, for forgetting when her birthday was. Have a listen.
I'm proud to say I am
am 67 years of age, and I turned 67 yesterday. Oh. And if misrepresentation, Senator Watt said I've circulated this on my birthday. My birthday was last month. This was not circulated on my birthday, so it's basically misrepresentation telling a lie.
Sorry, Senator Hanson, but the Senate did hear you say yesterday was your birthday. So if there's some confusion, Senator Hanson,
yesterday was not my birthday, so you're wrong. I'm sure you've realised that. My birth, and I said in it, was my birthday was last month.
So when's her birthday?
I don't know. It's hard to tell. I think she was wearing a burqa again.
Can I claim you, Mick?
I beg your pardon?
Well, excuse me, no pleasure.
I know you're celebrating your 50th birthday, mate.
No pleasure to do this. But last night, the front bar, you were on. GoFundMe is a big campaign people can get online and do, but I don't think you've quite grasped the concept of how GoFundMe works.
Okay. We're going to try and help Vula out, aren't we?
I think we are.
Yeah, we are.
Well, we put together a GoFundMe page. People can ring in and we're going to give you a bar.
You don't ring it, mate. It's a website.
Go to the GoFundMe page ring in.
Sorry I'm not Elon Musk. I'm not up to speed with technology. Should technology move so quickly? It's very hard to understand.
Does it? Yeah, GoFundMe online. Okay, yeah. Go to the page and ring. Okay, sure.
Hey, yellow card, Dave.
Oh, you in technology, let's be honest. In fact, Monica might be able to help with you in technology because it's not great. Hello, Monica. Who would you like to clown?
Turning into a roast.
I've got to clown Mick Mavoy.
For what?
Oh, for locking yourself out of your apartment and not having spare keys, mate. Yeah.
Well, a couple of things, Monica. I didn't lock myself out. I was let down by technology, which my electricity went out, and then the keypad function on the door, which is powered by electricity.
Oh, always got excuses, haven't
you? Thank you, Monica. Thank you.
And Dave?
Yes?
Absolutely love you and happy birthday.
Oh, this call's over.
Monica, case of Brick Lane draft coming your way.
Dump Monica.
No, she's gone to air and Brick Lane plus the Jim Jefferies standby tickets.
Mole.
You're on the...
I like Monica.
Thanks, Monica. Yeah, what do you want to clown?
Well, clowning. What about the Greenpeace parachutist who landed on the field in the Euro 2020 in a match between France and Germany to make a point? You know what? I'm unimpressed.
Right.
Greenpeace parachutist lands on pitch.
Yeah.
Now, if it was Greta Thunberg.
Little Greta.
Yeah, you have my attention.
Yeah.
If David Attenborough had somehow...
He'd snap his fibula.
Snap his chalky legs.
He wouldn't land straight.
He'd end up in the Bert Newton Ward. Big hello to Bert. He's a gag man. He loves it. Yeah. He loves the way
he does. Of course he does.
Right. I'm in the same club. There should be like a Friars Club for Australian comedians. I mean, Bert would sit
Who else would be in there? Glenn Robbins, he'd be in there. He's coming up.
Yeah, he'd be nominal membership.
Sam Pang, probably. He's heading that way.
Someone's got to wait the tables. Hey, here's a good one. Clown this. A US TV production, Ultimate Slip and Slide, for needing to shut down due to a diarrhea outbreak. Have a listen.
Production has been shut down on the new NBC show called The Ultimate Slip and Slide after an outbreak of explosive diarrhea causing intestinal distress. Everyone is okay.
The only other time I've heard of that was Matt Preston on MasterChef when, boy, that was an episode. Now, you see,
stinker.
I wouldn't watch ordinarily Slip and Slide.
Yeah.
But if you told me on this particular episode...
Someone's got the runs.
Everyone's got the...
Got the trots.
Everyone's got the trots. You have my full attention. Hey, can I clown Jay, our producer?
Oh, Jay.
Who was winding me up while I was in the middle of...
I noticed
Matt
you kind of
Peston
stopped.
Yeah. A diarrhea talk. And
yeah,
you
right
don't... On. That's my... That's sacred ground to me. You don't give me that. Move it along when I'm in diarrhea territory.
Did you have some more thoughts on the...
No. Not really.
Okay.
But again, I tell you, that episode of Slip and Slide,
yes.
So they call off the series. You go, no. Mm. I have no interest in Slip and Slide.
No.
However,
if
I know there's an episode coming up where they've all got the trots, that's going to shoot the lights
out. It really is.
That is going to be.
Get on the mudslide.
Slip and Slide.
Yeah.
That's him. Oh. Inside of Matt's underpants.
Yuck.
Sorry.
Yuck.
I'm getting wound up again.
All right.
Show's coming to a screaming. Hi, Scott's on the line. Scott, you've got a hack.
Hey, Mick, how are you?
I'm good. What's going on?
All right, to get into your house with your keypad, mate.
Yeah.
You know those 9-volt batteries that you stick on your tongue?
Yeah. Oh, hang on. What again? Say it again.
You know them 9-volt batteries that give you a tingle if you stick them on your tongue?
Mick wouldn't know, but I know what you're talking about.
Yes.
Yeah. So on the bottom of your keypad,
yeah,
like put your hand under it, there'll be two little lumps, like two pimples.
Yep.
So you put the battery up to the pimples, and your keypad will fire up, and then you can just unlock it like you normally do, mate. It's an accessory power.
Right. Have you just told everyone in the world how to break into my house?
Well, you've got to have a keypad.
They've got to know the number.
Got to know your number. But he's saying you can power up your keypad.
Dave, by the way.
Oh, thank you so much, Scott.
Scott, get bogged down in that rubbish.
That's good.
You're better than that,
Scott. No, that's a good hack.
Don't duke him.
No, he is getting duped. And you're getting a case of Brick Lane Draft available.
What are you? Are you like a safe cracker or something, Scott? You've been involved in a couple of armed robberies in your day. What's your story?
I've got one on the house, and we couldn't figure out how to work it. And then the builder said, look, you just put a battery up there, mate. And went,
brilliant.
All right. Well done, Scott.
Like it.
Had some good intel. I'd like to clown Luke Boner.
Oh, what's he done?
Luke Boner does the late night show.
Midnight Till Dawn, yeah.
Midnight Till Dawn on this network. And he's been bagging me out.
Is bagging you out?
Well, let's just have a listen to what he's saying.
All right, okay.
And this is highly unprofessional of me, but we get the weekly readouts as to what podcasts on the Triple M network. The night shift's always in the top 10, but I want to beat Malloy.
You do?
So what I'm asking my listeners, don't tell Mick I said this, because he's a...
But you're just announcing it on national radio.
Yeah, but he doesn't listen to this program.
Okay. Right, okay.
Jane used to text us all the time, or Instagram us or something, tweet us. But no, Mick wouldn't. So share the podcast. Tell people about the Night Shift podcast.
Absolutely.
And we'll take a very close look at next week's Triple M
Let's do it.
Ratings. Have you noticed your waistline creeping out, mate?
Come on, Boner.
Straight into the live read. There's
never been a better time.
He's a good broadcaster, Boner, but he's in fantasy land if he thinks he can catch the juggernaut that is Malloy. I'll tell you what, though. Feel free to go to his podcast where you'll hear great stuff and great moments from the show.
Right.
Like this interaction.
Tracy, g'day. How are you?
I went through a house fire about a year and a half, nearly 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And now I'm 80% burnt all over my body.
Oh, jeez.
I was in a coma for 11 days.
Just wait there. Just wait there a second, Tracy. Belgium has just scored this audio thanks to SBS.
That's still shocking.
Sorry, Tracy.
Hang on, you've been totally horrifically, but here's the score in the World Cup.
It wasn't even an Australian game. It was like Belgium. Who wants the results of Belgium?
Poor Trace.
Head on.
Right, it's
on. Very powerful
it's happening.
Enemy in this business. Hey, I want to. What about the coronavirus?
Now, it's clown the virus.
We apologised to Bats last week, but this week I've suggested this before myself. But there was a lab in Wuhan, like metres away from where the outbreak was, that specialises in coronavirus. John Stewart went on Colbert and mounted exactly the same case. Have a listen.
Novel respiratory coronavirus overtaking Wuhan, China. What do we do? Oh, you know who we could ask? The Wuhan Novel Respiratory Coronavirus Lab. The disease is the same name as the lab. And then they ask those scientists, they're like, so wait a minute, you work at the Wuhan Respiratory Coronavirus Lab. How did this happen? And they're like, a pangolin kissed a turtle. If you look at the name, because there's a coronavirus loose in Wuhan. How did that happen? Maybe a bat flew into the cloaca of a turkey and then it sneezed into my chili and now we all have coronavirus. Like, come on.
Wait a second.
What about this? There's been an outbreak of chocolatey goodness near Hershey, Pennsylvania. What do you think happened? Oh, I don't know. Maybe a steam shovel mated with a cocoa bean. Or it's the chocolate factory.
Could be possible that they have the lab in Wuhan. There are a lot of novel coronavirus diseases because of the bat population there.
Austin, Texas has thousands of them that fly out of a cave every night. Every night at dusk. Is there a coronavirus in Austin coronavirus? No, it doesn't seem to be an Austin coronavirus. The only coronavirus we have is in Wuhan.
Yes.
Where they have a lab called, what's the lab called again, Stephen?
The Wuhan Novel Coronavirus Lab.
I believe that's the case.
I'm suspicious of the Daytona Beach Spring Break Herpes Lab. That might be where all the herpes comes from.
That's very
There you go.
Very funny. You're right. Back to drive you home again on Monday, Kitty Flanagan's on Monday show, along with Neroli Meadows. Later in the week, Ross Noble, Dave O'Neill, Jim Jeffries, and more. Catch you then.